City High School. It's time for us to bring you the third place game of the Mound City Invitational. It is boys' third place game here tonight. The Rockport Blue Jays will be the visitors, and the East Atchison Wolves, they will be the home team tonight in this game. Two teams got here with the Round Robin tournament this week through that system. It was finals for the Rockport boys. They beat South Holt 58-54 in a game that featured 17 lead changes back here on Monday night. Then on Wednesday night, Rockport boys lost to Mid Buchanan 41-32 in a hard-fought game. For East Atchison boys, they lost to LeBlanc 50-41 on Monday night. Then they came back on Tuesday night, and the East Atchison boys were able to get by Mound City in another hard-fought game, 47-41. So they were the teams that ended up kind of in the middle of the pack, and here they are in the third-place game tonight. And the game just completed here in the girls' consolation final. It was a win for the Rockport Blue Jay girls. They beat South Holt tonight, 36-24. And this is the only game we'll have tonight is this area coverage for the two teams in the area. The championship game in the girls' night coming up later will be Bishop LeBlanc taking on Mid Buchanan. Tomorrow night, more basketball. It'll be a third-place girls' game tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. That game will feature the East Atchison Wolves against the Mound City Panthers. Again, that'll be around 6:30 tomorrow night. Right now, the two teams out warming up. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back and give you the starting lineups for Rockport and South Holt boys coming up on East Atchison boys and Rockport coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Getting ready for the introduction to the starters of the crowd on hand here tonight. We will go ahead and take a look at those starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the visiting team tonight, the Rockport Blue Jays for Coach Aaron Carpenter. His squad is 1-1 on the season. He'll go with 6'1 junior Bannock Skillen, a 6'3 senior Eden Burke, a 5'8 senior, Philip Heron, 6' junior, Cade Makings, and 6'1 senior, Micah Makings. Micah Makings has been the standout performer so far the first two games for Rockport in this tournament. For the East Atchison Wolves, the starting lineup for Coach Kevin Dodson will include tonight Trent Kingery, a 6'2" junior. Kingery, a 6'2" junior. Also starting tonight is going to be Fannin Skillen, looked over here on the wrong side. They're going to start Corbin Jacob for Rockport tonight. I'm sorry, I got them all mixed up here. Corbin Jacob will be in the starting lineup tonight for the Rockport Blue Jays. We'll catch the rest of them. Here we go for East Action tonight. 5'8" junior, Jarrett Spinato. 5'8" sophomore, Alex Erickson, will start tonight. 6' sophomore, Owen DeRozier. No, he's not starting. In his place is Cameron Oswald, a senior. And also in the starting line tonight, Colin Headland, a 6'3" junior. So we'll get them all lined up here eventually. Braden Graves is a 5'11" senior for the Wolves. I'll get them straightened out once we get going here tonight. Stepping into the center circle for East Atchison will be Cameron Oswald. He'll jump it up against Mike Makings. You know, Tarkio School and Rockport are only about, 6-7 miles apart. It's not like the kids don't know each other. Well, Fairfax is much farther away. So Fairfax and Tarkio make up East Atchison. And here we go. Rockport controls the tip. They take it up. They misfired sideways on the pass to Skillen, taken away by Jarrett Spinato. Spinato around the defense, through traffic, flies through the lane, lays it up and in for the first 2 points of tonight's ballgame. So 2-0 the lead early on. And we go the other way, and we get a quick bucket for Jacob. Corbin Jacob, recipient of a pass underneath there, and it's 2-2 now. That from the left side of the lane. Down we go. 3-ball on the way for Erickson. Short, no good. Rebound Skillen, and he'll give the ball up to Aiden Burke. Burke, the senior, in the backcourt. Pick clean, taken by Erickson, drives in. Burke blocks the shot, gives the ball up to Micah Makings. Man-to-man full-court pressure here by East Atchison. Bring the ball ahead to Corbin Jacob. Jacob out top to going to go to Aiden Burke. Now a three-pointer on the right side, way out on the wing. Three-pointer up and good for Micah Makings. And now it's 5-2 for Rockport with the lead. Come to the other end. We got a quick miss and a rebound for the Blue Jays. And up the floor comes Micah Makings. Makings off the right side to Jacob. Corbin will hold it, come across to Burke for three on the left side of the circle on the flat iron. No. Rebound tips out, finds its way to Philip Herrick. He can't connect. He'll give the rebound up for Colin Headland. Headland to Spinato all the way to the hole. Lost the ball. It went down. He kind of trapped it against his ankle, and the ball rolled out of bounds. They say it's touched last by the Blue Jays. In for Rockport, Brecken Kelly, a 5'8 senior now. Spinato to trigger from the baseline. He brings it in there for Oswald. Oswald moves to the right, gives the ball back to Spinato, and a long three draws iron. No good. Rebound to Aiden Burke. Burke to Makings, coming up the floor with it. Picked up beyond midcourt. Now gets the ball ahead to Brecken Kelly. Kelly looking. Rockport running a motion offense through the lane. Coming around to the top now is Corbin Jacob. Off to Micah Makings, down low, oh, and off the fingertips of Aiden Burke. Just couldn't hang on to it. Colton Hall will check in for Cameron Oswald now for the East Atchison Wolves. First game of the term, he came in the first game for East Atchison. He came in the first quarter off the bench and drilled 2 3-pointers in that left corner. That's where he's standing now. Gets the ball out and out. Hall over to the far left side for Erickson. To Spinato driving in, and a reach-in foul will be called on Brecken Kelly, our first foul of the ball game. Wolves ball on the sideline, 25 feet up off the baseline. Take the ball backcourt to Spinato. He'll work it up the floor, guarded by Kelly. Goes up, Kelly shoves off with the forearm, got away with it. Dishes out to the right side to Hall, back to Spinato, down the lane. And we've got all kinds of action. We've got some basketball and players all acting like pinballs. We're going to say it's Rockport ball out of bounds after it goes off one of the Wolves. Cade Makins back for the Blue Jays. Also in there, Ozzie Hurst, a 5'8 junior. Hurst with the basketball. Off the right side now. He'll go with it to Makins. That's Cade driving down the lane. Left side gives up for Kelly. Back to Burke. Elevates in the paint. Up. No. Rebound. Grab down in there. Charlie Litherberry, who just checked in, comes back to the floor. Gets the ball away to the corner for three on the rim. No good for Colton Hall. Rebound Micah Makins. Push it up the floor. Beating everybody back in there was Brecken Kelly. He gets a shot off, and he gets fouled on the baseline. And we'll go to the line to shoot a pair. The foul on Alex Erickson. First foul of the evening on East Atchison. 5-2, Rockport leads. 4:43 to go in the first quarter. It's on the way up. It's no good for Brecken Kelly. Into the game for East Atchison, Owen DeRozier, a 6-foot sophomore, and also Cameron Oswald back in the ball game. Litherberry, Hall, and Spinato in there for the Wolves. Free throw. Rattles around, won't go. Loose ball rebound, still being chased. Finally, Colton Hall able to corral it. And to Spinato, and he'll fire a pass up the floor. Too tall, out of bounds. It goes off the fingertips of one of his teammates down there on the far end. And it'll be Blue Jay basketball. Inbound against the full court pressure now to Micah Makins, the senior. Comes cross court to the near side to Cade Makins. Cade working up the floor. Stopped in the backcourt. Pass wide to the mark. Taken away by Colton Hall. Ahead to Spinato. Loose on the ground. He couldn't come up with it. Held ball will stay with East Atchison this time. Back to the game. Colin Hedlund in there for Charlie Litherberry. Phillip Heron back in for the Blue Jays in place of Brecken Hall. Spinato to trigger from the baseline now. Into Hedlund. Three ball, left corner pocket, no good. Rebound loose, rolls out of bounds. Everybody diving for it after it already went up. The little girl down there caught it, said, "What are you guys doing?" She's about a third of their size. Took the ball away from him. East Atchison ball again. Bring it into Spinato. He'll move from the right to the left. Holds the ball, looks off the left side corner. Now it is Hall, had it knocked away. Held ball there. Good job, Ozzie Hurst, on the defense. That'll be a turnover on the alternating possession. It goes to the Blue Jays. Back in for East Atchison, Braden Graves in the contest in place of Hall. 5-2, halfway through period number one here at Mound City. Ahead to Aiden Burke, drives up, leaves off in the corner to Heron for three, too strong. Weak side rebound to Burke. He elbows his way up and got her to go. Burke up and good for two, and it's now 7-2. Spinato lost his balance, falls down. Out to the right side, he goes to Oswald, can't connect. Rebound Burke to Cade Makins, back to Micah Makins, and no. He got his own rebound, goes up between all five Wolves defenders and draws a foul. Can't get the ball to go in the hole. Foul will be on Jarrett Spinato, his first team foul, number two, on the Wolves here in the first quarter. 3:29 left in this opening period, 7-2. Makins' free throw is up and good. Mike now with 4 points in the ball game. Out of the game comes Aiden Burke. He will be replaced in there again by Bannock Skillen. Free throw up, free throw swish that time. So 5-4, Mike Makins, and it's 9-2. Spinato elevates, fires the ball across the floor. Three ball on the way, no good for DeRozier. Rebound grabbed out of there by Graves. He'll pass it out to the right side on the wing. That shot up, no, by DeRozier. And the rebound to the Blue Jays. Plenty of chances for the Wolves. They just couldn't connect. Up the floor we go now with it. Cade Makins, free throw circle. Skillen against the man-to-man. Drives, pulls up, shoots, and scores. Ball clear left baseline. Up and good. Timeout called by East Atchison. The Wolves find themselves in an 11-2 hole. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
11-2, Rockport with the lead over East Ashton here with 2:51 to go in quarter number one tonight at the 64th annual Mound City Basketball Tournament. Here we come, and we get Rockport taking the ball away, and they'll come up the floor. Micah Makings, top of the key, over to the right, looks, nope, now spins around, still looking, gets the ball away to Cade Makings. Cade will hold it up. Man-to-man defense, yep, by the Wolves. Off the right side, now back to Skillen from Heron. Left side for Hurt, and his pass loose, and he got bumped. He ends up out of bounds, and the foul is going to go on Cameron Oswald, his first of the ball game, and team foul number three against the Wolves. Burke back in the game. Makings will sit down. Hurst will sit down. So we got Heron, Skillen. No, we got the starting five in now for the Blue Jays. That's what we have. Back over to Heron on the right side. Well behind the three-point line to Burke. Fakes the three, pulls up from about 15, up and good. Aiden Burke with his second hoop makes it 13-2, a nine-point advantage for the Blue Jays at the two-minute mark of the first quarter. Bring it ahead, up the floor now, out on the left side. No shot there. Back to Spinato. Spinato floats it up on the runner off the glass, no good. Skill on the rebound, gets away to Mike Makings. Spinato's got the only two so far for the Wolves. And Makings went right by everyone. Oh, looks like a good block up top. They say a foul on Cameron Oswald with the body. That'll be Cameron's second foul, team foul number four here in the first quarter. Mike Makings at the line has 5 points. He's 2 for 2 at the line. On the way up and bounces off, no good. Brecken Kelly in for Philip Heron. Litherberry back in along with Colton Hall, as it'll be Hedlund to sit down and Oswald for the Wolves. Here we go again. Micah Makings at the line looking to make the second one, and he does. He now has 6 points in the game, and it's 13, make it 14-2. To the top with the basketball, down the lane, all the way in, and a layup on the right hand, right side, Braden Graves. It was 2-2, it was tied at 2, then a 12-0 run. And now we have the ball loose, but before it got loose, Rockport called a timeout. So timeout Rockport, they lead by 10. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back to action. It's Rockport ball. They bring it forward out on the far right side. Brecken Kelly, double team, gets to Micah Makings, blocks it, right block, spins in, puts it up off the glass for two more. He has 8 first quarter points, and it's 16-4. The Wolves on their side lob it back to Spinato. He'll pass it right side on the wing there. Shot up no good by Graves, and the rebound to Aiden Burke. Burke coming up the floor. Off the right side with the pass to Kelly. Kelly bounces back to Mike Makings out between the circles and back to Kelly. Kelly will hold and a bounce pass to Aiden Burke on the left side. Rockport might play for one here with 30 seconds to go. Nope, Makings driving in. Throws it up. No. Traveling call before he got the ball out of his hand that time. So the Wolves get another shot at it here with 25 seconds to go in quarter number one, down 16-4. To the front court now. Spinato through the midcourt circle. Dribbling out there, guarded by Kelly. Now moves around him, and we got an offensive foul. Away from the ball. Yep, away from the ball, an offensive foul on Charlie Litherberry. But one thing, when Charlie sets a pick, it's been set. He has wrestled previous years in high school, and he is an all-state defensive player and a heck of an offensive lineman. But now we've got bodies on the floor, a loose ball, a whistle, and it's going to be a foul on the Blue Jays going against Aiden Burke trying to get a loose ball back. Aiden's first team foul number two with 4.6 to go. Spinato takes it backcourt, gets up far enough for a three. It's off the rim, no good. After one, Rockport 14, East Atchison makes that 16, and East Atchison 4, 16-4 back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
At Mutiny 101.3,
we know that emergencies don't just happen between the hours of 8 o'clock a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. That's why our emergency care staff is available 24/7. You can take comfort in knowing that quality care is right around the corner.
Sunny
101.3,
covering the tri-state area.
To learn more about emergency.
Back to live action here at Mound City. We've got a whistle. We've got a foul on the offensive end. We've got a blocking foul and two shots for Spinato coming up here. Jared at the line for the first time in the ballgame. It'll be the first free throws for East Atchison. First one no good. The foul on Corbin Jacob, his first team foul number three on the Blue Jays. 8 first quarter points for Micah Makings. Second free throw won't go. Skillen couldn't control it. Burke ends up with the ball for Rockport. All right, here we go to the front. Micah Makings off to the right side wing. Back out top to Skillen. Skillen driving right. Gives the ball up for Corbin Jacob. Swing it back around the perimeter. Left side of the circle, three ball, Micah Makings, no good. Rebound, Cameron Oswald for the Wolves. A Spinato pushing to the free throw line. Dishes off to Erickson, back to Spinato. Drives to the paint, dishes off to Oswald, right side. He'll pull up the jumper from 10 feet. No good, and a foul on the rebound. Probably, yes, indeed, on Colin Hedlund. His first, team foul number six on East Atchison here in this first quarter, first half tonight. To the front court we come. Rockport basketball, a minute gone by here in quarter number two. Lob it across, Phillip Heron, now to Micah Makings, right wing, dribbles. Picked it up to the top to Burke. He's just inside the free throw lane. Jumper, front edge to the glass and back in the middle of the net. Burke, with two more, has six. And the lead is now 18-4. To the front with it, Cameron Oswald. He'll hand the ball off down the lane. Layup over the front edge, up and good for Braden Graves. Graves with four now. The lead is now 18-6. Come the other way, Micah Makings with the basketball. 12-point advantage for the Blue Jays. Skillen drives in. Defender ran by him. He'll take a cross court for Burke, back in the middle for Jacob. Out to Micah Makings, three ball up, no good. He ends up on the deck. There wasn't much contact there, but Kevin Dodson questions it. The official said he got under him, coach. Foul will be on Alex Erickson, his second. And that's going to put Makin to the line to shoot three free throws, I believe. First one's on the way and good. 19-6 now. Second one on the way up. Short, no good. He'll get one more. That was a three-point effort. Brecken Kelly back in the game now for Rockport in place of Philip Herron. Lutherberry comes in for Headland. Ready. Up and good again for Makin's. Mike Makin's will take a seat. He's got 10 points in the first half here. 6:08 to go in the period, 20-16. Matching the biggest lead of the ball game. Down the lane, up, down, and a foul. Driving the lane, and nobody got in front of him. The foul will be on Corbin Jacob, his second. Team foul number four. Braden Graves down the lane for the hoop. Has six, looking for seven here. Free throw on the way is up, and too strong. Rebound to Aiden Burke. Here come the Blue Jays, up by a dozen. Ahead on the right side to Brecken Kelly. Holds it, lobs it across up the ladder. Goes Kate Makin's to get it. Passing in the left corner for Corbin Jacob. Skip it over the top. Burke for three on the right side. Up, no. Nice rebound position. Up and in. Two-pointer for Corbin Jacob. He's got two hoops in the ball game. 14-point lead again. To the front, right side. Leave the ball off to Litherberry. He'll pass it away. Oswald back to Litherberry. Looks for a cutter. Instead, he'll go across the floor to Graves. Graves going to start down the floor now. Out to Oswald on the left side. Back out to the top to Erickson. And now a dribble drive baseline off the glass. No good for Graves. And the rebound brought down by the Blue Jays. Controlled by Cade Makin's, a 6-foot junior. 5 minutes to go, second period. 22-8, Rockport, a give and a go. Bannock Skillen takes the return, bounce pass, and a foul before the shot, I believe. Let's see. Did he call a foul? Maybe the ball just went out of bounds. No foul indication. Off the right side, Makin's three ball in the corner. Up, no good. Rebound picked off by Braden Graves of the Wolves. And up the floor, Spinato gets tangled up with Brecken Kelly. The ball goes out of bounds off the Blue Jays. East Atchison ball. Man-to-man Blue Jay defense, and it's going to be Spinato whipping the ball to the corner and now back to the top. Short on the shot for Alex Erickson. Aiden Burke picks it off, and he'll hand the ball forward. And up the floor with it comes Ozzie Hurst for the Blue Jays. Makin's left side of the circle. Back out to Hurst. Holds it. Looks. Blue Jays playing a lot more players tonight than they have. Entered a traveling violation. Trying to get ready to make a pass. Instead, pivot foot moved. And it will go to East Atchison. 14-point Rockport lead. Looking for double figures here in the first half now is East Atchison. Lob the ball in and knocked away. Litherberry recovers it. Out to the top on the left side, Owen DeRozier. Working his way around the top of the circle all the way to the right side. Taken away. Makin's on the run. Micah Makin's in. Got his body between the ball and the defender. Missed the little reverse layup. And on the rebound, it goes out of bounds off of Ozzie Hurst. It will be Wolves ball. Back in is Colton Hall for East Atchison. Philip Herron back in along with Kate Makin's for Rockport. Spinato through traffic down the lane. Off the glass, no. And a follow shot up and in by Braden Graves. Graves has got 8 of the 10 for East Atchison to the 340 mark of this first half. 22-10. To the front court, Kate Makin's left side. He'll move all the way in. Lost control of it as he went to elevate for the shot. And the ball's out of bounds to East Atchison. No pressure defense here by Rockport. Spinato looks over to Coach Kevin Dodson. Gets the play call he wants. Comes up the floor to the right side. Pull-up jumper. Good. Pinato with his second hoop of the ball game, and now it's a 10-point ball game, 22-12. To the front court with the basketball, Ozzie Hurts for the Blue Jays. Works right, now passes off to Heron. Heron looks back to Hurst. Dribbles over, comes left side, pass tipped away by Spinato. Spinato had it, lost it, taken back by Hurst. Hurst moving back to left, gives up to Cade Makings, or rather to Micah Makings. Now to Cade in the corner. Bounce pass into Micah, around to the defender, goes up, lost the ball, taken away, and here come the Wolves in the front. Colton Hall with it. He'll give the ball up for Graves, down the lane up. No. Rebound tipped off the backboard, comes down in the hands of Micah Makings, and he'll give the ball up for Ozzie Hurst. Hurst will walk the ball up to Micah Makings. Give and go from the corner, back to him, now out to Heron for three. It's up, it's down. Three-pointer for Philip Heron. And at the other end, we get a three-pointer now by Colton Hall. So the answer at the other end. Lead is now 11. Minute 55 to go, first half. High post, knocked away from Cade Makings. Heron picks up the loose ball. Now Cade to Micah, double-teamed on the baseline. And we've got subs in again. Skillen back in, also Corbin Jacob for Rockport. Graves will sit down. Oswald back in there along with Headland on the floor right now. Also in DeRozier, Spinato, and Hall for East Atchison. To the top, right side. Back, Makings plays catch with Burke. Working around the perimeter, Skillen. Inside, high post, shot up, 15-footer, no good. Makings, loose ball rebound to Skillen. Now in the middle to Makings again, or rather, that was Micah, now working around over the right side. Aiden Burke for three, in, out, off the rim again. Won't go, rebound, knocked out of bounds by Rockport with a minute 11 to go in the first half. 25-14, Rockport boys with the lead here. Girls' championship will be coming up here in Mountain City later tonight. That's going to be St. Joe LeBlanc and Mid Buchanan, the Dragons, and the Eagles playing tonight. Spinato to the front. Ahead, the ball goes past to the corner now for DeRozier. Lost the handle on it, gets to Spinato. Jarrett whips the ball across, taken away by Skillen. Skillen hands it off to Makings as he goes by Makings. All the way to the left block, shot from 6 feet, in, out, no good. Here come the Wolves on the run, a pull-up jumper, no good by Oswald. Rebound in the corner, Skillen gets it out of there to Jacob. Corbin Jacob ahead to Micah Makings, 30 seconds on the clock to Skillen for three. Nothing at the bottom of the hole there for Bannock Skillen. He's got 5 points in the game, and that matched the biggest lead again at 14. 28-14, Spinato in traffic. Offensive foul call. Jarrett Spinato picks up his second foul. No free throws. That's number eight, but it's player control offensive foul. So the Blue Jays get the ball with a chance to play for one here with 15 seconds to go. However, they may take it at any time. Micah Makings off to Skillen, 7 on the clock. Skillen drives. Leaves it back to Burke in the paint. Elevates up. No. Rebound brought down by Graves from half court. Off the backboard. No good. After one half of play, it is now Rockport 28, East Atchison 14. 28-14. Rockport with the lead over the East Atchison Wolves in this boys' third place game in the 64th annual Mound City Invitational Basketball Tournament. We'll take a two-minute break. Be back and give you the first half scoring on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest-cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you? Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's halftime at Mound City High School in the boys' third-place game here at the Mound City Tournament. Rockport leading East Ashton 28-14 here at halftime. Scoring for East Ashton in the first half, Braden Graves had 8 points in that first period. We had 4 for Jared Spinato and 3 on a long ball for Colton Hall for East Atchison. They are 0-for-3 at the free throw line. For the Blue Jays of Rockport in the first half, Corbin Jacob with 4, Bannock Skillen with 5, 6 points for Aiden Burke, 3 for Phillip Heron, and we have 10 for Mike Makings. That includes 5 out of 6, make that 5 out of 7, at the free throw line, where the Blue Jays are 5 out of 9 as a team in the first half. But again, our halftime score, 28-14 at halftime in our boys' game. We will tell you tonight that over on sister station KTNC, the Fall State Sacred Irish are taking on the Sterling Jets in a girl-boy doubleheader. Randy Gatula is up in Sterling, bringing you the ad action tonight. And at halftime in the girls' game, Fall City Sacred Heart 23 and the Sterling Jets 23. They're tied up. Sterling's ranked number 3 in class D1 in the preseason. The Irish are ranked number 3 in class D2 in the preseason. So a good barn burner there going in the first half. Right now, a 2-minute break from our sponsors. Be sure to thank them when you get a chance. We'll check the weather here for more of our sponsors. We'll be back with the second half coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
At Frontier Bank, we believe that the future of our community depends on working together with our local community merchants. Our Southeast Nebraska merchants are some of the finest anywhere, and you can find everything you need right here from our local small businesses. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Well, the holiday season is upon us. Come on in to Farm and City Supply, where we have a great selection of holiday gifts for everyone in the family. Browse our selection of toys for the kids, Carhartt and Burn apparel for the grown-ups, and we also have lots of great gift ideas for everyone else in the family to choose from, like steel lithium-ion chainsaws, Weber grills, or just about anything else you can want. Come on in to Farmin' City Supply today in Falls City, Nebraska.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. A wind advisory continues until midnight tonight. Mainly clear skies tonight with lows around 17. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. Highs level off around 34. Lows around 22. Tomorrow night, overcast skies. Mainly sunny skies Sunday with daytime highs approaching 46. 47 Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Halftime in Mound City, Missouri. John Nix along with you here tonight. Back at the studio, Logan Carpenter running along with us tonight, keeping everything going. Thanks to him, we stay on the air most of the time. Sometimes it's not his fault, nobody's fault. Sometimes things happen, but mostly they don't. Rockport with a 14-point advantage. They ran that lead up to 14 four different times in the first half of tonight's ballgame. See if they can keep that going or not here. East Atchison had a frustrating first half, to say the least. Couldn't get the ball to go in. Let's see what they can get going here in the third quarter. It's Rockport basketball to start. Bannock Skillen, Micah Makings, Corbin Jacob, Aiden Burke, and Philip Heron for the Blue Jays. East Atchison, Alex Erickson in there. Also in is Colin Hedlund. Cameron Oswald in there. Jared Spinato. Here's a ball thrown to the backcourt. Over and back to start the half by Rockport. Mike Makins trying to litigate the case and say, well, I think one of those Wolves touched it, but the referee says, I don't believe he did. Braden Graves, the other starter. Now, what do we got? Oh, the ball got knocked right back in. Spinato tried to inbound. It was blocked away by the Blue Jays. So now bring it in. Working around to the perimeter. Off to Spinato. Three ball, right elbow up. No. Rebound brought down and put up off the glass by Alex Erickson. Alex has his first two of the ball game. And now it is 28-16. Micah Makings working around the defense, full court by Alex Erickson to Heron, off to Burke, went for the drive, head and shoulder fake, and got the feet moving before the ball hit the deck. Traveling, the ball goes back over to East Atchison. They need some stops need the Blue Jays to help out with some turnovers to get back in this thing. Spinato up the floor with it off the left side. He'll give the ball up there for Cameron Oswald. Oswald passes off, gets right back. Now back and in from the left side to the paint. Takes the ball to the corner. Spinato didn't get a clean catch. Dribbles up off the glass. Up and good. That's six for Spinato. Now it's a 10-point ball game, 28-18. Rockport's Micah Makings pushing with the left hand from the right to the left side. Hands it off. Skillen going to drive. Rather, that is going to be Corbin Jacob who drives in. Tries to dish it across the lane. Knocked out of there by the Wolves underneath the Blue Jay basket. The Blue Jays going left to right toward the south bucket here in the second half tonight. In the corner to Makings. Back out top to Burke. Burke on the left side of the floor in the middle. Skillen comes the near side to Kelly. Kelly off the top to Heron. Posting up inside now is Makings. They get Mike of the ball. Turns around, tries to bounce pass behind him, but there's too many Wolves defenders there. Spinato in traffic. Out to the wing. Elbow jumper no good by Oswald. Rebound to Makings. Makings had it knocked loose. Recovered and scoring Braden Graves. He's in double figures with 10, and the lead is now down to 8. That is 6 straight to start the period. First 2 minutes for East Atchison. Makings throws the ball over the top now to Skillen. He'll give it up front court to Jacob. Coach Aaron Carpenter thinking a little bit about a timeout there. Not happy trying to direct traffic. Now back out to Heron. Almost a 1-4 low offense. Now on the right side with the ball, they go to Jacob Corbin. Back to the middle to Heron. Popping off the baseline is Makings for 3. No good. Rebound Skillen across the rim. No. Got it back. 2 offensive fouls. It almost hit. Boy, pretty close. A couple of fouls on Skillen getting that rebound. Instead, he draws a foul on Braden Graves, his first of the ball game. Team foul number 1 of the half. Out comes Colin Hedlund. And into the game. Checking in here. Let's see. DeRozier back in there. Rogers over on the far side. Everybody else stayed in. All right. So the ball comes in to Skillen, gets it in there to Jacob. It's knocked away loose. And we've got a held ball that's going to stay or go back to East Atchison here. 28-20, 5:16 to go. Third quarter. Spinato to the front court. Dribbles between the legs. Floats right, cut off. Cross court with a pass. Now moving the ball across. Over, now moving up with it is Oswald. Elevates, too strong. Rebound, oh, and falling to his knees. And his hand to the ball, one touch out of bounds with Brecken Kelly for Rockport. It will stay with East Atchison underneath their own basket. Skillen out, Jacob out. Cade Makings back in the ball game along with Ozzie Hurst for the Rockport Blue Jays here. Spinato, left side, elbow, inside, jumper, no for Graves. Fight for the rebound, out of bounds off of Rockport. Wolves basketball underneath their own bucket again. Spinato triggers in from the baseline. Everybody lines up on a corner of the lane here. Spinato comes out top with the ball to Erickson. He gets the ball away. Working around the perimeter is Oswald. Cameron backing up to the midcourt circle. Going to reset the offense against a 2-1-2 zone, it looks like here. Now a little 2-3. Skip it over the top. Cross court, right back, and right into the hands of Brecken Kelly. He'll give the ball to Micah Makins, and he'll give the ball back up to Ozzie Hurst. To the front court, off the right side, now to Burke. Resetting out near midcourt with the basketball will be Kelly, I believe. Brecken moving to the left with a left-hand dribble. Down to Keller, to Burke. Back out to Micah Makins. Makings back and in, free throw line, a little under. Spinato stripped the ball from it. Spinato racing to the other end, layup is good. Once again, it'll be this way most every night. Spinato is going to be the fastest player on the floor. And it is an 8-0 run to start the third quarter for East Atchison. They've cut the lead down to 6, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
3 minutes, 51 seconds left in quarter number three tonight. And our boys' third-place game here at the Mountain City Invitational. This will be our only broadcast tonight. The girls' championship will come up here, scheduled for an 8 o'clock start time. That is St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc taking on Mid-Buchanan. Team's not in the coverage area, so we will not bring you those broadcasts, the title games for the girls or the boys this week on the Mountain City Tournament. To the front court we come with the basketball now. It is Rockport's Blue Jays looking for their first points of the second half. With the ball in the right corner, Ozzie Hurst inside. Burke up, good. Off the glass, went to the deck as he fell down, but he got her in. He's got 8, and it's 30-22. Come back the other way. Shot up. No good by DeRozier. Rebound to Burke to Ozzie Hurst. To the front. Moving left. Coming back to the middle. With the ball around the perimeter now. Over to Aiden Burke. Drives to the baseline. No, didn't get cut off. Went up. Lost the handle on a look. The ball hit low on the backboard. Comes down and a couple of Blue Jays trying to get a hold of it. The ball goes out of bounds. Skillen back in. Out comes Cade Makings, and also out goes Hurst. So Skillen back in there. Who else came in? Ah, Perrin back in there for the Blue Jays now. 8-point lead, 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Rockport up over East Atchison. Moving up the floor with it will be Spinato. To the right side and down in the corner it goes to Oswald. Oswald swings around. Spinato moves in, free throw line, passes the ball off to Alex Erickson, back to Spinato, and now out on the left side wing, three ball by DeRozier, no good. Rebound batted out of there, pushed away, Heron runs it down, out well beyond the three-point line for Rockport, and up the floor comes Micah Makings. Skillen, three ball on the rim, no good. Rebound to Braden Graves, and the ball's knocked out of bounds on the far side. It will be East Atchison basketball. Philip Heron checks out of the ball game now. Brecken Kelly back in there. Also, Corbin Jacob is in there for Rockport. Spinato right side. Just checking in is Colton Hall. And now that's for Hall in for East Atchison. Shot up is no good by DeRozier. Micah Makings with the rebound. And he'll give the ball up on the far near right side to Brecken Kelly. Now to Burke, right baseline, back out top, swinging around, Skillen, thought about a long one, didn't take it, cross court, Kelly, he used up his dribble, gets the ball away to Jacob, now he's stripped by Hedlund, chases on for the ball, loose ball, and it finally is out of bounds off the Blue Jays. Nobody could get a hold of that hot potato, it just kept getting away from him. Remember a long time ago in the rodeo, they used to have the grease pig contest. Pretty much what the basketball looked like right there. Trying to catch it. The ball would not be held. Spinato inbounding. Gets the ball in. Hedlund for three from the right corner. Missed it. It ends up as a long pass to Colton Hall across the way. He'll give it to Spinato. Back out to the right side. Oswald moves back to Spinato. Pull up. 18-footer on the rim. No. And the rebound to Aiden Burke. At the 112 mark of the first third quarter. Micah Makings up the floor, has not scored here in the second half yet. Out on the left side, Brecken Kelly to Burke. Whoop. tried to go around a defender. He got bumped, and then he slipped. The foul will be called on Braden Graves. We really don't have anybody in foul trouble yet at this point in the game. That's only the second foul of this second half, both of them against East Atchison. Inbound the ball, come in long now. Out top near midcourt, Brecken Kelly. Brecken working around Hedlund. And now a three-pointer for Burke from the left corner is no good. Rebound grabbed up by Cameron Oswald. Goes to Spinato, and he got tangled up and gets called for traveling. Couldn't get the ball on the deck. Hedlund matching up out there with Brecken Kelly. That's not Hedlund, 6'3", big kid. Kelly not very big. Guard out there. Driving in is Mike, and making the shot is blocked by Hedlund out of bounds. Rockport ball on the baseline with 44 seconds to go in the third. Bring it in. Now take it out top to Kelly. Cross court, Spinato. Quick hands, quick feet all the way in. Up, short, and a blocking foul called on Brecken Kelly. I'll tell you what, Spinato, he's fun to watch. He's just so much faster than everybody else on the floor. You see that during football season. You see it during basketball season. As I've said before, he is not only fast, he is quick, and yes, there is a difference. Free throw up, free throw good, and when you are both, you can do some pretty nice things on the basketball floor, and he did right there. 30-23 as the free throw is good. He'll have another one coming here. It's up and no. Rebound to Aiden Burke. Burke on the run, going to turn it into a three-on-one, and double dribbles. He came to a defender trying to make up his mind which side he was going to pass to. Instead, double dribble with 31.9 seconds left in the third quarter. Spinato will walk it up the floor with 28 seconds to go in the period. They may play for one here. Spinato crosses midcourt. Now he'll just seesaw the basketball back and forth. He's got a defender on him, so there's a five count going. Now he'd switch up defenders. Spinato still dribbling with 10 on the clock. Skillen knocked it loose. Now he steals it. Skillen gets it across the floor to Kelly, and it's taken back by Colton Hall. And before the buzzer, the shot up, no good by Cameron Oswald. 30-23 as the Wolves cut the lead in half in the third quarter. They're down by 7. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Fast Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Here we go, one quarter left. It's Rockport leading by 7, 30-23, and a five-second call on the inbound. Good defense by the East Atchison Wolves. So Rockport turns it over, and it goes to the Wolves with 8 minutes up on the clock, down by 7. Outscored Rockport 9-2 in the third quarter. Off the right side, out to Spinato. Faked the long one down low in the corner. Driving with it, now back to Spinato. He'll take it this time. Nothing but net. Spinato now with a dozen in the ball game. Close as it's been, a four-point lead. 30-26, timeout called. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor, so he can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allens use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mound City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
7:42 to go here in quarter number three. The lead is now down to 4:30-26, Rockport basketball. They've only scored 2 points so far here in the second half. To the front court, Corbin Jacob. Guarded man-to-man. Over it goes to Phillip Heron. Heron comes right at Aiden Burke, drives, pulls up. Short side jumper from the baseline, no good from 15. Rebound, Skillen can't get it. Micah Makings the rebound. He'll fight his way up, off, no good again. Follow up, no, by Corbin Jacob. And finally, second shot by Corbin Jacob is up and in, and it's now 32-26. Rockport got five, at least, if not six shots to the bucket that time before they got it to go in. Now East Atchison the other way. Spinato, three ball, left wing. Yes, again. Back to back now. He's got 15 in the game. Six in the quarter. It's a three-point game. Now we come the other way. 32-29. Jacob with the basketball out top to Phillip Heron looking. Off the left side to Burke. They overplay. Burke through traffic. He's tripped on the foot of Spinato. No. Okay, they call that foul on Alex Erickson. That's his third foul. Alex picks up his third. I thought it was Spinato going to be his third foul. Rockport ball on the baseline. Bannock Skillen to trigger from the baseline. Everybody in the corner of the lane. Ball knocked out on the inbound pass by Cameron Oswald. 6:27 left in the ball game. Skillen out top to Heron. Phillip will hold it. He'll give it off to Micah Makings. Makings down the right side of the lane. Wrestles with the ball. Got it kind of trapped and then got fouled. The foul will go on Charlie Litherberry. Charlie gets his second foul. Team foul number four. Just one foul on Rockport here in this second half. Makings to the line to shoot a pair. The first one won't go. He has now made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 out of 7. 5 out of 8 now in the ball game. Second one up and in and out. No good. Rebound to Braden Graves. Graves to Spinato in traffic, through traffic. Whistle and a blocking foul on Rockport on Micah Makings. Micah picks up his first foul of the ball game, second foul of the half on the Blue Jays. Here comes Hedlund back in the ball game and Colton Hall back in. Litherberry will sit down and Alex Erickson for the Wolves. Spinato from the baseline, inbounds, swinging around the perimeter. Now here is Spinato, favorite spot, left wing. Up, no, short this time, rebound on the deck. Held ball, alternating possession, will go to the Blue Jays this time. 6:02 left in the game in regulation. Oh, no, excuse me. Oh, they didn't change the arrow. Okay. It is East Atchison basketball. The Wolves have it. Out top, Colton Hall, capable of hitting the long one. Pass tipped, and it's out of bounds on the far side. They say off the hand of Corbin Jacob of Rockport over there. Right on the sideline. We'll come back now. It'll be Wolves ball. Front court. They'll go back court to Spinato. To the front court. Spinato right side out for three. Off the back iron. No good by Oswald. Rebound picked off by Corbin Jacob. Jacob to Aiden Burke. Coming up the floor with it. Stops, leaves it for Makings. Micah knocked away by Spinato. Now he hikes it between his legs like a football, and one official on the baseline looks the official on the sideline, and it is East Atchison ball. Update from Fall City, the Syracuse Rockets, the Tigers playing tonight. First game of the year for both teams. 1:06 to go. The Tiger girls up 29-28 over Syracuse. To the right side with the basketball. Inside it goes Hedlund. Hedlund has not scored in this ball game. He has done a good job this week. Spinato working through traffic. Jump stop and a foul called on Rockport. Nervous contact. They call this one on Brecken Kelly, his third foul. Team foul number three. out of the game. Cameron Oswald for the moment, replaced in there by Owen DeRozier for the Wolves. Spinato will trigger from the baseline. Looks into Hedlund. Out top he goes to DeRozier. Back to Spinato. He got bumped. No whistle. Ball knocked loose. Recovered. Now into Hedlund. Straight up left side of the bucket. Good. Hedlund makes it a one-point ball game. 32-31 with 4:52 to play. To the front, Micah making 14-point advantage for Rockport four different times in the first half, including halftime break. The other way, Makings underneath to Skillen. Didn't look it into his hands. The ball off his hands, out of bounds. The Wolves with a chance to tie it or take the lead with a long ball. Well, a two-pointer actually would give them a lead here. They are trailing 32-31. Spinato walking the ball up the floor. Plenty of time. 4:28 to go. High post with the basketball. Driving down. Kick it out. Three-pointer off short. No good for Owen DeRozier. And the rebound. Karam's out of bounds. Rockport ball with 4:18 to go. Out of the contest comes Brecken Kelly. Back in Philip Heron for the Blue Jays here. Inbounding the ball will be Corbin Jacob. Micah Makins to the backcourt. John bothered by Colton Hall. Ahead to Skillen on the sideline. He'll dribble to the middle with the right hand. Cut off by Spinato. Ahead to Makins. Bounce pass. Got a high hop on. Now he controls it. Heron around the perimeter. Now to Burke, the halfway mark of the fourth quarter. Inside, two Blue Jays run into each other. Corbin Jacob ends up with the basketball. Now out to Skillen. He's looking across court. Back out top. Heron loads up and fires a three, and he knocks it down. Second long ball of the night for Philip Heron. And it's 35-31. Rockport, 3:38 to go. Driving in. Hedlund up and down from the left side. Colin Hedlund with his second basket. It's 35-33. Timeout called. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
33 left to go in regulation here. It is a two-point Rockport lead in this boys' third-place game at the Mound City Invitational Tournament. Ready to roll. Fourth quarter, inbounding will be Corbin Jacob. Full court pressure by East Atchison. He can run the baseline. He doesn't need to. Gets it in. Skillen now to Micah Makings, and he'll work it across the timeline to Philip Heron. Just hit a big three for Rockport. Manic Skillen with it to Burke. Driving in off balance. Off the rim won't go. Skillen had the rebound and had it taken away by Braden Graves. Spinato's pass up the floor. Stolen away by Corbin Jacob, and then Jacob is fouled. Foul will be called on 13. Cameron Oswald, I believe it'll be his third. It is team foul number 5 of the half on East Atchison. 3:07 left. Bounce pass on the sideline to Micah Makings. Front court cut off. 2-point lead, Blue Jays. Makings nearly lost the dribble. Now timeout called by Coach Aaron Carpenter of the Blue Jays. He wants to talk it over. It's a full timeout. We'll take another break. 2-point Rockport lead, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. so when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
So here's what we got going. It's 35-33, Rockport with the lead and the ball at midcourt. Both teams have two timeouts left, 2:58 up on the clock. Inbounding will be Bannock still, and he'll get it backcourt. Micah Makins crosses midcourt to a double team. Trapped there, got the ball away to Heron. Now over to Burke, down in the corner. Thinking about it is going to be Jacob. Fires the pass out, and it's going to be tipped away by East Atchison out of bounds. I think somebody jammed their fingers on that. Alex Erickson holding his fingers on that. Hurt. Bring the ball in now to Micah Makins. Makins around a defender. Cut off, spins at the free throw area on the right side. Now to Burke, driving in, bumped. Throws it up, no good. Rebound picked up by Braden Graves. Spinato in transition. Ahead he goes. Down the lane, two-pointer up and good in the paint. That is Braden Graves. He's got a dozen, and we are tied for the first time since it was 2-2. Here's the ball the other end, and up. No foul, blocked out of bounds, put up by Micah Makins. So that's tie at 35, all coming to the 2:15 mark of this ball game. Rockport's only put up 7 points here in the second half so far. Bring it in to Micah Makins. Had it knocked loose. Spinato nearly got it from the side. Into Skillen. Up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. We'll put him on the line to shoot two, I believe. Foul on Owen DeRozier. Owen, at least his first. It is just his first. And Skillen to the line. He's got 5 points. First trip to the line. Up, good. Rockport back in the lead. East Atchison has never led in this ball game. Second one up and good. Skillen knocks them both down, flushes both of them right down the middle. To the front now with it, Oswald. Spinato in the paint from 10. Two rim hops, no good. Rebound to Burke. Off to Micah Makins. Makins coming up the floor in the middle. Hands the ball away, and it's Corbin Jacob. Needs help in the middle. Burke off the glass. Left side up and good. Aiden Burke in double figures with 10. Now it's a 4-point lead. Spinato through traffic. It's up. It's down. And a foul is called. Foul will be on Aiden Burke, his second. Team foul number 4. Spinato with the bucket. Has 17 and at the line to try to make it a 1-point game. And he does. So here we go. Spinato with the free throw. Good, has 18. Minute 25 to go. To the front, Micah Makins holding the basketball. Heron to the top, right side to Skillen. Next foul will put the Blue Jays on the free throw line as it'll be bonus time. Stripped is Micah Makins under there with it. I think knocking it away was Erickson. Ahead the other way, off the glass, up, no good. Shot put up by Graves, couldn't connect. 1 minute to go, and Micah Makins gets the rebound. Coach Kevin Dodson says, come get them, boys. Attack the ball handler. 51 seconds, Burke down, oh, he double dribbled. The ball came up. The defender got there, and before it went to the deck, he got a hand on it twice. And the ball turned over to East Atchison. They trail by 1 with 48 seconds to go. Up the floor. Here comes Spinato. Dribbles over to Coach Dodson, who calls timeout. 43 seconds to go. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back here to Mound City, 39-38 with 43 seconds to go. Over McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, Fall City High tonight. Fall City Tigers defeat the Syracuse Rockets. Final score, 29-28. Tiger girls get their first win of the season. And now what do the Wolves draw up here? Got to watch Spinato. 20 points in the game. He'll be the point. Rockport comes out. They're going to guard man-to-man. Looks like they're in his zone. 34 set of Spinato driving around. Dishes the ball off now to Erickson. Back to Spinato. Rockport's only committed four fouls. Three-pointer Oswald. No good. Rebound. Weak side. Up and good. Put in there by DeRozier. His first two of the night. Score coming with 18 seconds to go. Makings at the other end. Up. No. We've got a foul. 40-39. East Atchison with their first lead of the ball game. 14 seconds to go. And we got a foul on Spinato. Jarrett picked up his third foul of the ball game, team foul number 7. Here comes Hedlund back in the ball game in place of DeRozier for rebounding purposes. At the line, shooting is Cade Makings, 1-1 up. No, Hedlund had the rebound, and it's knocked away by the Blue Jays. Hedlund was going to grab it as he closed his mitts on it. It's knocked away by Aiden Burke. Timeout, East Atchison, their final timeout. They lead by one with 12 seconds to go. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
SureGrow has changed its name. The new name is SureAg LLC in Forest City. The staff and service that you have depended on will remain the same. If you had good luck with the chemicals to keep your fields clean, then SureAg LLC will continue to do the same. Your fertilizer questions and options will be answered from the same expert staff at SureAg LLC. New owners, but same great staff and same great service you've come to expect. SureAg LLC, located in Forest City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
12.4 seconds left. A one-point lead for the East Atchison Wolves. All five Rockport Blue Jays are huddled up around a referee, telling him exactly what they are planning to do here on this inbound. They have to foul three more times to put East Atchison at the foul line. They've only committed four team fouls. They got to get three just to make it one to get into the 1-1. Here's the home run ball and headed up the floor. Taken away by Jacob. Corbin Jacob inside. Micah Makings got loose. Left side up. Too strong. Missed it. Out of bounds. 3 seconds to go. And it's Blue Jay ball, I think. And we've got a timeout called by the Blue Jays. They're fourth in the game with 2.8 seconds to go. We'll take another 30-second break and be back for the final 2.8 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers, too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
40-39, East Atchison with the lead. Rockport. 2.8 seconds left. Rockport with the basketball. The possession arrow points toward Rockport. Blue Jays missed out on a really good opportunity to score. And that last flurry. In front of the Rockport bench, inbounding Corbin Jacob, looking into Aiden Burke. Turns, fires. It's off the rim and no good. He had a decent look. and put it where it needed to be, off the backboard, off the rim, no good. Your final score, East Atchison 40, Rockport 39. Rockport led all but the final 18 seconds of the basketball game. 40-39, your final. Third place in this tournament to the East Atchison Wolves. We'll come back and wrap up the scoring after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seed and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win in the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Ryan Larson, administrator of Community Medical Center in Falls City. I wish to thank all our physicians, nurses, technicians, and staff that have cared for so many people this year. Your commitment to caring shines in all you do. I'd also like to thank the community and all the patients we've served at our hospital and clinics for allowing us to help get you well and to help keep you well, for trusting us when you were sick, afraid, or in pain, and for sharing with us moments of special joy. Have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous, healthy New Year.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back here to Mound City. We'll wrap this one up for you tonight while the girls are out getting ready here for their championship game here between St. Joe LeBlanc and the East and the St. Joe LeBlanc and Mid Buchanan. That's what's going to happen here next night at Mound City. Final score is 40-39. Let's take a look at the scoring wrap-up of the ball game. Rockport led all but the final 18 seconds of the ball game. Scoring for Rockport tonight, they are led by Micah Makings, who had 10 points in the ball game tonight, and he had all of those in the first half. All in the first half, Makings shut out in the second half tonight. 10 points for Aiden Burke in the ball game, 7 for Bannock Skillen, 6 for Philip Heron on a couple of triples, and Corbin Jacob ended up the game with 6 tonight. Rockport now 1-2 on the year with the loss. For East Atchison tonight, they're led by Jared Spinato, 18 points in the ball game. He had 14 of those in the second half. 8 of them in the fourth quarter. For Aiden Graves, I had him for a dozen tonight. 4 for Colin Hedlund, all in the fourth quarter. 3 for Colton Hall, 2 for Alex Erickson, and 2 for Owen DeRozier. They didn't have many chances at the free throw line in the ball game tonight, did East Atchison. They went 1 for 2 in the fourth quarter and 2 out of 6 in the ball game, while Rockport, they only made 2 in the fourth quarter out of 5 chances. They went 2 for 5 and in the game 7 for 14. Again, your final 40-39, East Atchison improving to 2-1 with the win in an exciting game here tonight at Mound City. So that's going to wrap it up here tonight from Mound City for our coverage of the Mound City Invitational. We will be back with you tomorrow night where we will bring you the girls' third place game. That'll be Mound City taking on East Atchison tomorrow night. That's a 6:30 ball game schedule once again. So we'll be on the air tomorrow night around 6:20 or so with that ball game, unless they're moving along early, but that's the plan, around 6:30 tomorrow evening once again for Mound City. So that's going to wrap it up here tonight. 40-39, East Atchison with the win. Thanks to Logan Carver, our studio engineer, and all of our sponsors. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for Mound City.